Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Truly, obedience looks different to each of us in these different seasons, doesn't it?
It does. And I'll tell you an example of that. Recently, this summer, over 10 weeks, 9 of the 10 weeks, we had grandchildren at our house.
Wow.
Which is wonderful. Except I'm a very structured, you know, routine kind of person. And so one morning I was going through the Psalms again this summer. I had this really cool calligraphy large print. At 56, I needed a large print. But it's used by a monastery up in New York where Henry Nouwen used to go at times. So I'm having this cool time with the Lord. I'm loving my Heavenly Father. He's loving me. I've got my hot cup of coffee. And about 6 o'clock, Lillian comes in to where in the room where I'm praying and having my time with the Lord. So my first thought, Susie, was, oh, Lily, you don't understand. You're interrupting my time with the Lord, you know. And then about the same time I thought that, she crawled up into my lap. And Susie, in a fresh way, my Heavenly Father said, my son, this is not an interruption. This is an illustration.
Wow.
Of how I love you. And then I looked down at her legs. You remember the legs of a child. They're bruised, they're cut, they're sometimes scabbed. And my heavenly, precious Heavenly Father said, my son, Boyd, you're bruised, you're broken, you're hurt, but I want to heal you. I want to comfort you. I want to hold you. And Boyd, as you go out through the day today, and there's interruptions that come into your life, don't see them as interruptions. See them as illustrations of how I love you and how I want you to love others and to have an intimate, you know, loving relationship with me. And so So I'm telling Rita this later, my wife, and she's like, and boy, what a cool thing for Lily to walk in on her pop reading the Bible, you know? And so,
yeah.
So I think sometimes in our structure and in our routine and feel like, you know, sometimes we feel like we're trying to control the elements so we can assure that we're having a great time with God. And I think many times he's trying to speak to us, Susie, through people, through difficulties, through circumstances, through his creation. And I want to make sure I'm aware of that and paying attention so I can experience him in these different ways.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.